Yeah, that's called a lover's mix from Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers, and it's a good way to kind of segue into the show that I just decided to do about 45 minutes ago. Something like, oh, forgive me, guys. I know, you know, it's just one of those things. But anyways, I'm just kind of you know, the old Field of Dreams thing that I always do. Build it and they will come. Hopefully, people will come listen. If not, I have nobody to blame but myself. Yeah, that's true. Okay, we're going to go cruising tonight.
Come on, let's cruise. You got nothing
to the oldies.
Come on, let's cruise. You
a lot from 1963.
Come on, let's cruise. You got nothing to lose. So come on, hey, baby, come on. Come on, let's cruise. You got nothing to lose. So come on, let's cruise. You got nothing to lose. So come on,
and get yourself in here.
Come on, still cruising after all of these years. Hey, girl, let's go for a spin. Hop in my hot rod and do it again. You got a greenhouse effect on me. I know a secret spot. It's kinda cool after dark. We'll take a trip on up to the lake, down by the river, where we can make out on the island, pick up on the cake, punch up your favorite station, tossing you
when we go cruising.
A little more irregular. I'm talking about the shows, not anything else. Well, maybe other things too. You know, as you get older. Blah, 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 blah. Anyways, it's about 7:35. And I just see one person right now that's listening for sure. And that's Sue Pointer down in Somerset, Kentucky. She can listen a little while, and we'll take a little while, Sue. But I'm just going to get on here and have a good time with this music tonight. And featuring a lot of the songs that you'll see in my post from the playlist from 1963, this time of the year, back in 1963. And you were there. Hit the one for that playlist. It's Major Lance, Monkey Time.
There's a place right across town, whenever you're ready. While people and
how many of you guys out there did the monkey? I have to confess, I did. I tried to do all the dances that would come out, and some I was quite successful at doing them, and some I didn't fail miserably, but sometimes I failed. Yeah. Hey, a big shout out to Pam Marshfield and her husband, Tom, listening down in San Antonio, Texas. And she says, listening, but can't see the comments. Well, you don't have that much to worry about right now, Pam. There's not too many people commenting. So just tune in. Enjoy the music. I'd love this old one by the Times. And it was done again in the early 90s. So Much in Love.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone. So in love are we two, no one else but me and you. So in love, in a world of our own. As we stroll by the sea together, under stars twinkling high above.
Sue Estes says she was so much in love at that time with the same man she's still in love with today, and that's her husband, Don. She said she's outside listening on her old desktop computer. Her laptop crashed, and that just broke my heart. But she said 1963 was my second year at the University of Kentucky and marriage in November. Remembering all of your song list. Oh, my goodness. Memories galore. Oh, yeah. These girls are so smooth. Ruby and the Romantics.
Our day will come and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy falling in love.
Thank you.
I'm jamming to that song. You know, came out in 1963, and it still sounds wonderful today. I mean, those vocals are super smooth. Ruby and the Romantics, and Our Day Will Come. Pam Marshfield says, I'm listening from Zephyr Hills, Florida. Well, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Okay, Pam, and Justin, thanks for the shout-out. And I do. I love the oldies too, Pam. I'm right in there with you. Speaking of oldies, this song's a minute and 57 seconds long. I hope I didn't cut part of it off when I uploaded it. Strong. Oh, Denise, doobie-doo, I'm in love with you, Denise, doobie-doo. But you know what, doobie-doo, I love that song. I also remember this one. Oh, my goodness. Here's the Orlans and South Street.
Where do all the hippies meet? South Street, South Street. Where the dancing is elite. South Street, South Street. Side by side with Lucy Meat.
I grew up around Wheeling, West Virginia, a little town called Moundsville. That song was extremely extremely popular up there when it came out. It was fun to try to kind of dance to. Now, radio stations back in the old days when I was a lad sounded very eclectic, you know, because one would, you know, almost hear about anything, you know. Because I remember, you know, when Roger Miller came out, you know, with Dang Me, and that was played, you know, on the same station. It was possibly playing the Rolling Stones, you know, and Satisfaction and all that kind of stuff. And Ray Stevens, you know, Ahab the Arab, all those type of songs. So the stations were very eclectic sounding. I think the where they would isolate them down to try to everybody establish their own sound came, you know, later on into the 70s and became more refined in the 80s and locked up that way in the 90s. But back in the day, back in the 60s, this song was on that chart that you saw me post on Facebook, and it was such a beautiful song. Came in at number 22. It's Henry Mancini and his orchestra. Yeah, they called him Hank Mancini, and not too many people said Henry Mancini. But Days of Wine and Roses. So you turn on the radio and you hear that, okay? And you're hearing all kinds of different music played on the same radio station, including this one that came from Japan. Oh, before I play that song, I want to do a shout out to Brian Rogers. Brian, from whence art thou listening? You get around all over the state. I got Brian Rogers, a good friend of Frank Jr.'s, who's tuned in tonight. Oh, Brian, you were not even old enough, you or Frank, to remember any of these. But thank you so much, brother, for tuning in tonight. But this next song that I'm about to play shows you just how eclectic the stations were back in those days. Now, this song came from Japan, right? And one couldn't understand the lyrics, but the guy sang the song with such sincerity and such feeling, you knew he had to be talking about love. It's Kyu Sakimoto and Sukiyaki. Oh,
の夜上を向いて歩こう滲んだ星を数えて思い出す夏の日一人ぼっちの夜幸せは雲の上に幸せは空の上に上を向いて歩こう涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜
Kiyosaki Moto. I just like saying the name. It makes me feel kind of wax on, wax off. Oh, Daniel-san. Arigato. Oh, from right around the same time. But it's not on the list that you see posted on Facebook. Are these guys? ever, ever, ever tire of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Oh, that's some good stuff, guys. Hey, I want to do a shout out to Pam Marshfield. I think Pam is listening somewhere deep, deep down in Florida. I'm not sure. But Sue Estes asked me where I was in 1963. Sue, I was in Moundsville. I came to Kentucky in 1972 and started going to Somerset Community College on the GI Bill. I did indeed. I have never left, and you will never, ever, ever, ever get rid of me. I'm going to be buried right here in Kentucky, right down in Nancy at the, right down in Nancy with a bunch of other great veterans out there. And Pam, remind me again where you're listening from, but Pam said in 1963, she went to Eubank High School in Kentucky. Yeah. Wow. And then she transferred on to, let me read, my old Irish woman. Yeah. Durrett. Did I pronounce that right? Durrett High in Louisville, Kentucky. Uh-huh. Wow. That's fascinating. Well, Pam, welcome to the show. Hello, stranger. Oh, that's the name of the song. Another one from my playlist. Here's Barbara Lewis.
Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop.
Hello, stranger. Ooh, it seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop.
Seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be.
Seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Ooh. Seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby.
Yes, I'm so glad.
Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby.
Oh, if you're not gonna stay, please don't tease me like you did before, because I still love you so, although it seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop,
oh,
my baby. Chubop,
oh,
chubop,
my baby.
Chubop, chubop.
Yvonne Elliman did a great cover of that, too, later on in the 70s. I got my Pams mixed up tonight. Okay, I was thinking of Pam Belcher, who lives down in San Antonio. And Pam Marshfield, yeah, I know who you are. My old mind just forgot for a second. And I've got, that's my wires getting crossed, right? And I'm doing like 8 different things at one time, you know, which for a young guy's, you know, takes a lot of effort. But for an old guy, it takes a lot of effort, Pam. But yeah, I got my Pams mixed up. But Pam Marshfield, I got you confused with Pam Belcher down in San Antonio. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Hey, do you guys remember this one? This is also from the playlist that I posted on here. It's the Essex.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him, say sweet lovely things to him, and tell him he's the one. Deep in my heart, I know it, but it's so hard to show it, cause it's easier said than done. My buddies tell me, fly to him, sigh to him, tell him I would die for him, and tell him he's the one. Although he gives me a feeling that sets my heart a reeling, yet it's easier said than done. Well, I know,
I know
that I love him so, but uh-huh. I'm afraid that he'll never know. Because I guess so timid and shy.
It's time that I look him in the eye.
They all tell me, sing to him, swing with him, and just do anything for him.
Tell him he's the one.
I've got a love so true, and yet I'm sad and blue, cause it's
easier
said than done. Well, I know that I love him so, but I'm afraid that he'll never know. Because I guess so timid and shy.
This time that I look him in the eye.
They all tell me, sing to him, swing with him, and just do anything for him, and
tell him he's the one.
I've got a love so true, and yet I'm sad and blue, cause it's
easier
said than done.
Man, I got to be on top of my game. These songs are so short. If I get lose interest in my and kind of start grooving to the music, right? And I start multitasking, you know, trying to, you know, read all the comments. I look up and my song's running out. But you know, I've been doing this a long time, so I'd be on top of that. But I'm going through the playlist here, and you know, we were talking about the eclectic sounds of music back then, you know, and I'm looking at going down through the list, and this was a big hit on the rock and roll charts, and then of course on the country charts too, and it still sounds great today. And I listened to both mixes yesterday. The country mix is a tad different. One can hear the difference in them. But this is the one we listened to on the rock and roll stations back in the day. Skeeter Davis, a sad song, but a pretty one. The End of the World.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore? Of mine cry. Goodbye.
inside, I love you. No use to pretend.
We called him the Polish Prince up north, Bobby Vinton, and there I've said it again. Now, if you see the other posts, I made two posts yesterday, and I had one from December 29th, 1963, the top 10 songs of the day, and there I've said it again was numero uno. It was number one. These guys came on the scene back in 1963 and turned it all upside down. It's the Kingsmen! And Louie, Louie.
Yeah. about.
That's the Safaris and Wipeout. And, of course, before that, the Kinksmen and Louie Louie, both of them topping the charts in December of 1963. And reading some of the posts here by Sue Estes, her memory is just extremely spot on. But she said, "Well, Frank, watch where you put your head." I just knocked over my landline. And she said, "I'm reflecting and recalling how the music in 1963 was in a kind of a restless search of experiencing with now adventures and sounds." Yes, indeed they were. From Skeeter Davis to the Beach Boys, she said, Don and her attended a Beach Boys concert at the University of Kentucky. And she said, I sort of felt like I was betraying Elvis then. Well, he said, "That's all right, Sue. I like the Beach Boys too." Then she said, "In the fall, America was dealing with," oh my goodness, I remember that, "war threats from Cuba, the Bay of Pigs," yes indeed, "rumblings from Vietnam, and then came the shot heard round the world." Oh, remember it like it was yesterday. The November assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy in Texas. She says, "As I recall, the radio DJs had to try to recover the rock and roll sound. It really had to search for recovery." Sue said, "Elvis music held steady throughout the shaking." And indeed it did. And then we have these guys who, one night we turn on the TV on the Ed Sullivan Show, and we hear Ed Sullivan say, right here, first time tonight, right here, live from New York, it is Bob Beagle. Well, that's my bad Ed Sullivan impersonation.
Me, let me be your man.
such a feeling that my love.
Everybody be serving like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch them surfing at
Delmar,
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trinidad, inside, outside USA.
Australia's Caribbean,
inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Doheny Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's got
surfing,
surfing USA. We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard, we can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer, we're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're surfing, surfing USA. And Anchor Bees and Swan,
inside, outside USA.
Pacific Palisade,
inside, outside USA.
San Onofre and Sun,
inside, outside USA.
Redondo Beach, LA,
inside, outside USA.
All over La Jolla,
inside, outside USA.
At Miami of Bay,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Yeah, everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Yeah,
and they were top of the charts too back in 1963, the Beach Boys and Surfing USA along. Oh, wait a minute. Sally Ann Emerson said, I just got home from church and just a few minutes ago, and she is listening to the show now. Sally Ann lives here in Liberty, Kentucky. Welcome, Sally Ann, and thank you for tuning in. I just gave everybody about maybe a half an hour notice tonight, not maybe 25 minutes to be truthful. But the surfing sound came in 1963 really strong, you know. The Beach Boys and these two guys.
Two girls for every.
Surf City, here we come. But it still gets me where I wanna go. Surf City,
Oh, my goodness. I'm loving these old songs. Now, if I do, and that one, as a matter of fact, came in number four on that chart that I posted on the 1963 oldies chart that I posted. But if I do a New Year's Eve show, which would be tomorrow, oh, my goodness. Of course, I won't play, you know, a lot of the stuff that that you guys are listening to tonight, because you guys have already listened to it. Even though if I have like 500,000 listeners tomorrow and they've not heard it, I can't do it. It's just not in my makeup, so to speak, because I always try to keep the oldies sounding really, really fresh. So talking to Terry about doing an oldies show tomorrow evening for New Year's Eve, I don't know whether we'll be able to bring it to fruition or not. We're going to try extremely hard to get it on the air and hang out with you guys, because it's been a rough year, and the music gives us a chance to kind of drift back and have a brief respite from all that's going on, the COVID-19, the disruption across the United States with both political parties and just everything. Everything just seems a mess right now. And I guess, you know, Sue, it got to be kind of a mess back then, too. You know, we kind of forget about those things like the assassination of JFK that Sue pointed out to me, the Bay of Pigs. And it was a crazy time back then, but we've made it through. And hopefully with God's help, we're going to make it through all this, too. Anyways, I never, ever play this song by Dion, and it was a big hit around this time. Yeah. Now, it's not on my, I don't think it's on my big chart, but on the one that I had posted, you know, a couple spaces down from it yesterday, it was on there, and it was in the top 10 for December 29th, 1963. It's Dion and Ruby.
Now that I love a girl and a Ruby is her name. Hear me talking. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa. I tell ya, I'm gonna steal you away from all those guys. I didn't want to, whoa, from the happy day I met you now. I made a bet that I was going to get you now. Ruby, 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 will you be mine? Hear me talk in time now.
Dion ever did a song that I didn't like at least a tiny bit. And I pretty much liked them all a whole lot, and tried to sing them when I was a kid. And sometimes I did, and sometimes I shouldn't have been singing them. But anyways, but this next guy that I'm going to play, and I don't play this one. I don't play this one either on any of my oldie shows, but it was a big hit And it's on the chart. I believe that I posted here. It's on one of them, either the one I posted with the top 30 in there. And I think it is on there somewhere. But if it's not on this one, it's on the other one, because I pulled it out yesterday. And I thought, I got to play that because I like the song. But it's Roy Orbison and the Mean Woman Blues.
Well, I got a woman mean as she can be. Well, sometimes I think she's almost mean to me. She got a ruby lips, she got shapely hips, yeah. Boy, she makes a royal feel. But I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean to me. Well, I ain't bragging, it's understood. Everything I do, well, I sure do it good. Yeah, I got on mean as she can be. But sometimes I think she's almost in me.
Roy Orbison, Mean Woman Blues, and this next artist was in awe of Roy Orbison.
Your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm, to have, to have, to hope, to hope. Rabbit's foot on a string, the happiness and your warm caress no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm, to have, to have. Tonight.
One wonders, how could Elvis be in awe of anybody, right? But he was so humble, you know, in spite of the tremendous amount of talent that he had. Sometimes he really couldn't believe the kind of response that he got. He got a big kick out of it, of course. He loved entertaining. And we probably loved him a little bit too much, because I think that ultimately caused his demise, along with Colonel Parker, you know, just getting as much mileage out of him as he could while he could, you know. And Elvis just literally, to me, worked himself to death. Of course, the drugs. I know that. I know about the drugs. That had a big impact on him. But his really true love, as true Elvis fans know, that he loved gospel music more than anything. And, you know, I think that's where he would have liked to have gone and been and perform more gospel music. Just, he could have sang gospel music all the time. I really believe that. But he realized so many people were depending on him for income and so on. And we've got a couple of ladies scheduled that we're going to interview, I believe, coming up in January, if the good Lord lets me still be here at that time. I don't take anything for granted anymore, guys, you know. But we've got Donna Presley, who is Elvis Presley's first cousin, and she and her father lived at Graceland. And Elvis had all family living there, and he gave them different jobs. They made a nice income. Her father was a groundskeeper. And, of course, Donna is only 70 or 71, so she was a little girl when Elvis was there, but has so many wonderful memories. And then and then her friend Debbie Baker, who, and Donna and Debbie both have become really close friends of Terry, but Debbie Baker was in a relationship for a long, long time with Charlie Hodge. And I love Charlie Hodge. As Elvis always introduced him, that was a man that he said, "I want to introduce you right now to the man who sings harmony with me and hands me my scars, Charlie Hodge," you know. And Charlie would come out there on the stage. Charlie was just like a brother to him. And they have so many interesting stories to share about Elvis and about Charlie Hodge and about the music and the times and Graceland. And we really look forward to interviewing them and doing a total Elvis show in January. That'll be coming up. Like I said, that's this month coming up shortly. If I can get it all put together and we can make it come to fruition, I think you guys would really enjoy it. They're lovely ladies, and I've enjoyed speaking to both of them on the phone. And you know, of course, I, being a big Elvis fan that I am, I've got like a gazillion questions, and I have to kind of narrow them down really quick, you know, because I don't want to monopolize the time, you know. I'll let Terry do that. Anyways, this one is from off the charts there that I posted from 1963. It's Martha in the Mandela Heatwave.
Sleep.
I love Motown. I love all the Motown artists, every single one of them. I don't think I've ever heard a Motown song I didn't at least like a little bit. Some I just loved a whole lot more. And just I just really enjoy Motown, Motown artists. So much feeling. And I enjoyed this one, too, from 1963 that you'll see up there in the charts. And here are the Cascades. Yeah, I've played this one quite frequently in all the shows. It's called The Rhythm of the Rain.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about is gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care? I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The only care about is gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
Of course, Dan Fogelberg did a phenomenal cover of that song in the early part of the 90s, Rhythm of the Falling Rain by the Cascades. It's 8:46, going to be with you a few more minutes. I want to tell you that time has just flown by. I signed on 7:30 with the show a little bit before, but that's the promo time I put up on Facebook. This guy was on the charts back then, and I have to say, he's my friend on Facebook, and he is just a super nice person. His posts are always so positive, and I feel very thankful to have his friendship on Facebook. And this song is beautiful. It's going to take you way back now to 1963. It's Lenny Welch, Since I Fell for You.
When you just give love and never get low, you'd better let love depart. I know it's so, and yet I know I can't get you out of my heart. You since I fell for you, love brings such misery and pain. I guess I'll never be the same since I fell for you. Well, it's too bad, and it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. You love me, then you snub me.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Candy Girl. That one was a chart topper too back in 1963. As was this one, and I call this folk rock. It's the Rooftop Singers.
Set right.
Leslie Gore with It's My Party, which was number five on the charts on this date back in 1963. This song was number two on the chart. Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireball, Sugar Shack.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks, and everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. And it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, there's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard. Make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is a married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream of those old memories. Ah, the one
in the direction of that sugar shack. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that sugar shack.
Jimmy Gilmore and the Fireballs and Sugar Shack. I'm going to play the number one song that's on that playlist next. I told Judy Howard yesterday I would give her a shout-out and tagged her on this, but I gave such short notice. You know, I don't get on Facebook that much anymore, and my Facebook friends aren't on her that much. So she's probably not listening, but I'm trying to record the show, and I will send this out to Judy Howard and Pam Belcher. This was the first single, I believe, that Pam Belcher said that she ever purchased. And I think it was $1.25 is what she posted on my Facebook page yesterday. It's Little Peggy March.
Follow him, follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can't keep me away. I must follow him. Ever since he touched my hand, I knew.
Oh, guys, I don't know about you, but I sure needed this tonight, and it was so much fun. I know I should have promoted it a lot more than I did. I should have promoted earlier in the day so people could mark it on their little calendar. And I thought, too, I get conflicted on Wednesday nights because I know a lot of people are going to church. So I don't ever want to do anything or promote anything, any type of show, until after church, give people time to get home. So I sat there and I thought, well, I'm not going to do the show. I'm my own worst enemy. Anyways, I ended up coming down doing the show. And I'm just going down the playlist here. Of course, we played that one by Little Peggy March. That was number one. We played Sugar Shack, Wipeout, Surf City, It's My Party. We didn't play Dale and Grace, I'm Leaving It Up to You, which I love that song. Played Heat Wave, Denise, Walk Right In. I didn't play If You Want to Be Happy. We played didn't play Surfer Girl by the Beach Boys. We instead went with a little more upbeat tune, Surfing USA. Didn't play Trini Lopez, If I Had a Hammer, or Tommy Rowe. Played The Essex, Dion and Ruby Baby, Ruby on the Romantics, Skeeter Davis, Barbara Lewis. We didn't play the Ronettes. And in full disclosure, I'm saving that one for tomorrow night. I love Be My Baby. It's one of my all-time favorite oldies, period. So I didn't want to play that one tonight. I kind of played around it. And we played Days of Wines and Days of Wine and Roses. We played South Street by the Orlans, Candy Girl by the Four Seasons, Sukiyaki by Kyu Sakimoto. We didn't play Paul and Paula. We played The Time, So Much in Love. Didn't play Peter, Paul, and Mary or Inez Fox. We did play The Cascades, who were number 30 on the charts. Okay, I got something in my throat. Hold on one second. Okay. I had like a little tickle in my throat there. I'm going to say goodnight to you, and I'm going to talk to Terry seriously about doing a New Year's Eve show tomorrow night. I've recorded this show, and I'm going to try to upload it and send it to the ones who wanted me to let them know way ahead of time when I was going to do the show. It's got a lot of great music in it. I've certainly enjoyed my time with you this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good night. God bless you, and I hope to possibly see you tomorrow evening. Going out with this.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night,
sweetheart. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Mother, oh, and your father would like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.